I think this is probably like interview number 5 now with Neil Gallagher of Pora Ora.
Indeed.
Now, Neil, this morning, I've just been in a talk. I really wished you could have been there, but obviously you're a busy man in the station over here in Techheads. And it was Matt Parker, who's at Stand Up Matt's on Twitter. And he was explaining a little bit about how when text messages are sent over the network, your phone network, about how there's always like a checksum, sort of a check digit at the end. And he was talking about how there's an encoding process that goes on. So the letters within the text message, so like for Neil, N would represent a certain number. Yeah, then that's converted into binary. Then this sort of goes into some massive table where... Is that sort of your understanding of how it works?
Yeah. Well, actually, SMS or text messaging is really interesting because when they were designing the standards in the early 90s, they had an extra 140 bytes of space left, and somebody came up with a bright idea of saying, actually, we could potentially use this, you know, we could potentially use this for a little text alert.
Right.
And interestingly, those 140 bytes, of which each byte is 8 bits, that allows you to have 160 characters because each character is represented by 7 bits.
Yes.
And again, that was...
Is this based on ASCII?
It was based on ASCII,
because ASCII's got 127 characters, aren't there? Because it doesn't use the full 8 bit. So you've got a spare bit for each.
You've got a spare bit. And then when, after SMS had been deployed, we realized then that... the euro was coming along, and the euro didn't exist as part of the standard ASCII set, euro symbol itself.
Yes, yeah.
So then they had to come out with a slightly extended ASCII set for GSM.
So it's like an ASCII plus.
So essentially they had to escape certain characters. So there's certain characters that require two bytes.
And also within ASCII, there's also this non-printing sort of symbols as well, isn't there? Within ASCII, there's
But for text messaging, most of the ASCII coding is relevant just for...
So 32 would be a space or an A. I forget which one it is, but it's one of those.
Okay. I forget.
Yeah. So uppercase and lowercase.
Yeah.
So Matt was saying that the checksum, there's a checksum that goes at the end of that. So you're saying there's 140 bytes...
Yeah, so the payload itself is 140 bytes, and those 140 bytes is actually solely for
the content itself.
But then in addition to that, there's some very, very sophisticated algorithms on the air interface that makes the messages highly secure when they're being distributed over the air.
So altogether, there's probably 200 bytes sent. Because I know when we first started, we were only allowed to send 140 characters, but now we can send 160. So it's
You're always allowed to send 160 characters, but since the early days, technology has moved on even on the SMS side, where obviously you can use concatenated messages, so the payload is still always 140 bytes, but messages appear as concatenated together for you.
Okay.
So over the air interface, they're still appearing as
140.
It's really interesting because this technology hasn't changed a huge amount, but it's still massively been used.
And as effective as ever.
Everybody has predicted the death of SMS for the last...
It's not going to happen, is it?
The last 12, 15 years. And it's actually just growing and growing every year.
So can I... We've got about a minute left. Can I go into... Where was your contribution to this?
Well, I was very fortunate when I graduated to work for an Irish company that developed the first SMSC. Which is SMSC is the system that handles the text messaging. Mm-hmm. SMSC is the system that allows mobile operators to deliver text messages to you. So as a raw graduate, I was sent off to New Zealand to install one of these systems, and that was in a time pre-Google, so you basically had to roll up with your Unix manuals, and after 3 years of traveling the world installing these, I ultimately end up just knowing everything about SMS.
So what do they do with the IP? Is it open source now? Is it a standard?
No, the standard, it's a complete open standard, GSM, and there have been many companies who've developed SMS technology. The company I worked with were acquired by Logica in the late 90s.
Right.
But they're a very successful company. At one stage, they had about 7% market share. I had a great time traveling the world.
And we've got 10 seconds for an advert again. Pora Ora.
It's an online learning world for kids, which is we're attempting to inspire creativity and learning in children.
And I've seen it. It looks great. Got lots of images. It's 3D.
It's world. 3D, and it's on.